As we're in this week, just before Passion Week, we see Jeremiah, who is in himself in anticipation of the Lord, right? And that's why he says here in chapter 20, I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. Why? God sent Jeremiah to warn the people that their evil was going to bring evil upon them. And they didn't want to hear that. So first they threw him into a cistern. Somebody got him out. And then when a whole group of people were going into exile, they were going south into Egypt, so they weren't prisoners, they were just strangers. And then the tradition is they brought Jeremiah, made him come with them. And so he goes on, all those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped and we can prevail. But the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble and they will not triumph. So here's Jeremiah, you see, who's, what can I say? He's a foreshadowing of Jesus. The mystery of the life and the suffering of Jesus is already present in Jeremiah. And that's why in some ways he's the greatest of the prophets. And as you see, the closer we get to Passion Week, the more the first reading is all from Jeremiah. Because he is foreshadowing, a forerealization of the mystery of Jesus, who spoke about his Father, who called people to righteousness, and made other people jealous. And so, at the end of this, they call these the confessions of Jeremiah. At the end of this one, sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. For he has rescued the life of the pure, poor from the power of the wicked. And the gospel is just about that. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. And Jesus answered them, I've shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered, we're not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You are a man and you're making yourself God. And our Lord starts to answer. And you see the challenge. That can happen to us, not in as dramatic a way, but we have the Word of God today. Do we believe it? Does this Word impact us? You know, one of the punishments that God foretold he was going to give to Israel was a famine for the word of God from Amos. Wouldn't that be tragic if we didn't have the word of God? Well, what happened to us? How would we live? How would we know what to do? How will we be remembered and reminded? And so, if I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. All this appeal for faith. Now, what about ourselves? Do we hear the Lord's appeal for faith? To really believe him? This is my body. This is my blood. This is my word. As he gets us ready to celebrate with the whole body the mystery of his death and resurrection. I'm not sure every certain number of years the East and the West and that the division, which is tragic, celebrate Easter on the same day. And it's wonderful. I was in Rome, Jerusalem one year when that happened. And the pilgrims, Eastern, Western, the city was so crowded. Everywhere you went, there were processions and prayers and, you know, the Easterners and the Westerners, all in Jerusalem together. It was quite beautiful, quite crowded, but quite beautiful. And then on the vigil, the big ceremony in the Church of the Resurrection for the Easterners. Now, because I was in a community, we celebrated our own. Celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ.